Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2447, with a release date of Friday, September 20th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. ICOM issues warnings about counterfeit products in the wake of deadly HT explosions in the Middle East. An influential group weighs in on the proposed privatization of 900 megahertz, and three hams have an eyeball QSO that creates some inspiring harmony. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2447 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, amateur radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
As Newsline went to production, ICOM Japan issued a statement regarding its IC-V82 handheld radio, a discontinued model that some reports say may have been counterfeited in connection with the deadly explosions in Lebanon. The company's statement did not directly address those explosions by name, but said that the radios and batteries, which were manufactured and exported between 2004 and 2014, went to markets that included the Middle East between 2004 and 2014. Ray Novak, N9JA, senior sales manager for ICOM America's amateur radio division, expressed certainty that the radios in question were counterfeit. Attending a Rhode Island trade show, he told the Associated Press, quote, "I can guarantee you they were not our products," unquote. Acknowledging the relative ease with which unauthorized radios can be duplicated, ICOM's website also includes detailed information showing how consumers are able to determine whether or not their radio is counterfeit. For a link to that part of the company website, see the text version of the newscast at arnewsline.org. An influential group in the U.S. has weighed in on the proposed privatization of the 900 megahertz band, just as the clock winds down on sending comment to the FCC. Kent Peterson, KZ0DGY, explains the issue and the concerns.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit group in the U.S. advocating for freedom in the use of technology, has added its voice to the chorus urging the FCC to keep the 900 MHz band accessible to amateur radio operators, industrial, scientific, and medical devices, and unlicensed consumer electronics. Those frequencies are being eyed by NextNav, a geolocation technology company, which has made a request earlier this year to the FCC for exclusive rights to part of the spectrum between 902 and 928 MHz. The private company's stated intent has been to have those frequencies privatized for use by 5G cellular communications and a positioning, navigating, and timing network to be used in the U.S. as backup for GPS navigation. The ARRL and a number of other amateur organizations have already spoken out, urging the FCC to turn the proposal down. In response to the FCC, the ARRL argued that the move would pose a risk to public service because it would edge ham radio operators out of part of the spectrum that is well used. The period for comments to the FCC on this proposal closed on Friday, the 20th of September. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
In the UK, amateurs using mobile phones to self-spot on the clusters while operating portable got some good news recently from cellular companies, as we hear from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Hams operating portable from summits and parks in the UK may find it easier to announce their activations on the various spotting networks with the help of a shared rural network being created by all of the UK cellular providers. Absence of 4G coverage in rural areas has been a stumbling block for cellular communications in those underserved areas. An agreement was signed in 2020 between Ofcom and the four cellular service providers to fill that need. The regulator announced recently that Vodafone, O2 and EE have fulfilled their commitment to bring 4G coverage to 88% of the UK's landmass by this past June, but that the fourth cellular provider, Three, did not meet that deadline. Ofcom said that Three believes that it has met its commitment as of the 22nd of August. The deadline for the network's completion is the end of January 2027. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Outside the U.S., users of the DAB Plus technology will be seeing some improvements in the delivery of emergency alerts. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, tells us what's going on.
The delivery of improved emergency alerts and communication is expected next year for users of the newest DAB Plus receivers, which are in wide use here in Australia and many parts of Europe and Asia. According to a report on the Radio World website, the radios will be able to respond instantly for emergency transmissions, switching the receiver to the station transmitting the details and displaying text information on the screen. The technology also enables temporary radio channels to be established for the delivery of information. The standard is known as Automatic Safety Alert, or ASA, and ASA-equipped receivers are also capable of being turned on automatically to receive these emergency messages. The technology was developed by World DAB in partnership with Digital Radio Deutschland, working with the chipmaker Frontier Smart Technologies. The initiative went forward with manufacturers such as JVC Kenwood and Technosat on board. DAB Plus radio is not in use in the United States, but proved especially useful in Australia in 2011 during the floods that overtook Brisbane, Queensland. The deadly flooding killed dozens of people, forced massive evacuations, and ultimately cost $2.38 billion, according to the Insurance Council of Australia. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
A familiar face at Hamvention, a beloved member of the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, and a generous benefactor to ham radio, has become a silent key. Michael Valentine, W8MM, died on the 17th of September. A former engineer for Drake in Cincinnati Electronics, Michael was well known for his inventive entrepreneurial spirit and his generosity to the amateur community. He was well known, too, for his later work with radar detectors. In Jack's announcement of Michael's passing, he acknowledged Michael's belief in giving back to the community. He was involved in a number of University of Cincinnati scholarships and was a major supporter of ARRL initiatives as a member of the ARRL's Hiram Percy Maxim Society. He served on the league's Second Century Campaign Committee in 2014 on the occasion of the ARRL centennial and launched the Valentine Challenge Fund, matching contributions dollar for dollar. Jack Gerbs, WD8SCT, DARA's past president, said in an email to association members, quote, "Michael, you will be missed. Until we meet again in that big ham shack in heaven," unquote. Michael was 74. There's been a change in plans for CNET 24, the three-day regional radio event held in Sri Lanka. John Williams, VK4JJW, brings us up to date.
CNET 24, a three-day event organized by the Radio Society of Sri Lanka, has been moved from September 21st to the weekend of October 3rd. Sri Lanka is poised to hold its first presidential election on the 21st of September, and in case a curfew was imposed, the Society thought it best to move the date for the amateur radio gathering. The Society is urging all those hoping to attend CNET to update their hotel reservations. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
If you know of a club in the Great Lakes region or the Ohio Valley region of the U.S. that has distinguished itself in support of amateur radio, now is the time to let everybody know. Dave Parks, WB8ODF, tells us how.
The next Cincinnati Ham Fest is still almost a year away, but organizers are wasting no time in finding a deserving group of amateurs to receive the award for Great Lakes Region Club of the Year. To be eligible, a club must be located within the Great Lakes region of Kentucky, Ohio, or Michigan. Most importantly, clubs that are nominated must demonstrate a passion for amateur radio and be active in its advancement. Cincinnati Ham Fest also presents an award for Club of the Year among the nominees located within the Ohio Valley region of Indiana, Kentucky, or Ohio. Nomination forms for both awards are available at the Ham Fest website, CincinnatiHamFest.org. That's one word. Dot org. Cincinnati Hamfest won't be happening until August 9th of 2025, but the months ahead will go quickly, so consider who you might want to nominate for these honors. This is Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WR6 AAC repeater in Lake Forest, California, on Tuesdays at 6:40 p.m. local time. Hams in India played a crucial role in helping a man return home after more than a half century. John Williams, VK4JJW, has that dramatic story.
An abused child who was sold by his father and stepmother 52 years ago in India has been able to return home to the property he inherited from his late father in Odisha with the help of amateur radio. According to various Indian media reports, the man, who is now in his 60s, was living in a state-run home whose administrators contacted the West Bengal Radio Club. The West Bengal amateurs are contacted often by local authorities because of the ham's wide network of contacts. The news report said that more than five decades ago, the man's family had taken him to Delhi and sold him when he was about 8 years old. There was no other information available about what happened to him after that or how he ended up living in a state home. Ambarish Nag Biswas, VU2JFA, secretary of the radio club, told local media that the man's younger brother was unable to recognize him after so many years, but finally made positive identification after viewing the scars on the man's back that had been inflicted by years of childhood beatings. The news report said that initially the younger brother didn't want his sibling returned because he would have had to then share the inheritance of the property with him. The hams intervened and secured support from the district magistrate and other authorities on the matter. The elder brother was returned home, and district administrators are taking measures to provide him with his inheritance. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
Five prominent amateur radio operators are among the 13 award recipients to be honored in November by the Radio Club of America, which has announced its incoming class of 2024 fellows. That class of eight includes two hams. Jack Parker, W8ISH, tells us who all of these noted amateurs are.
Congratulations to physicist and radio astronomer Nathan Chip Cohen, W1YW, who will receive the Dr. Arno Penzias Award for contributions to basic research in the radio sciences. Chip is known as a pioneer in the area of fractal antennas. Congratulations also to Tucker Dunham, KD2JPM, who is receiving the Carol Perry Young Professional Award for his work advancing amateur radio digi-repeaters for emergency use. Tucker is studying microelectronic engineering at the Rochester Institute of Technology. James Breakall, WA3FET, will receive the Dr. Ulrich Rohde Award for Innovation in Applied Radio Science and Engineering. An RCA Life Fellow, he is known for his work in numerical electromagnetics and antenna design. The Edgar F. Johnson Pioneer Citation is being given to Stanley Rubenstein, WA6RNU, for his contributions to the success of RCA and the industry. The late electrical engineer, radio personality, and leader of the Maritime Mobile Service Net, René Albert Stiegler III, K4EDX, is being honored posthumously with the Barry Goldwater Amateur Radio Award. Meanwhile, Michael Coulter, W8CI, and Howard Rosen, VE2AED, have been named RCA Fellows for 2024. Michael is well known for his leadership of Dayton Hamvention. Howard, an inventor with more than 83 patents to his credit, is an innovator in RF technology, electronics, and medical systems. This is Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Although radio operators on the amateur and commercial side all take pride in the medium's resilience, several broadcast radio stations in Louisiana were not so fortunate during the recent arrival of Hurricane Francine. The Desk, an industry website, reported that FCC disaster-related reports showed that the Category 2 hurricane took at least five radio stations in the state off the air, both AM and FM broadcasters. The U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency has often underscored the importance of local radio stations in delivering emergency alerts during disasters. the critical role AM radio has played for decades in communicating these messages in the U.S. has been part of a robust debate to retain AM radios in newly manufactured vehicles. In the world of DX, be listening for Lucy, AB3MY, operating as DU1/AB3MY. On Luzon Island, IOTA number OC042 in the Philippines, until the 24th of September. Listen for her using single sideband and possibly some FT8 on 40, 20, 17, 15, 12, and 10 meters. QSL via her home call. Her activity is to honor her late father, Percy Tentz, PY2PD. Listen for Michael, OM2DX, using the call sign TO2DX from Reunion Island, IOTA number AF016, from the 27th of September through to the 7th of October. He will operate CW, RTTY, and FT8 on 60 through 10 meters. Listen for him as well in the CQ Worldwide Ritty Contest on the 28th and 29th of September. QSO to his home call. In our final story, we learn about three avid contesters who traveled recently to Nashville, Tennessee, where they learned that they could make beautiful music together. Skeeter Nash, N5 ASH, introduces us to them.
Jim Green, K0XV, Lonnie Craven, K4KZ, and Dave Needham, AA4VT, are veteran HF operators whose finely tuned skills at sending code demonstrate how well each one knows his way around a CW key, especially during a contest. Never having met one another until this past summer, there was no way these hams could have known that they also share an enviable proficiency in another mode, a mode that also relies on keys, but in this case, musical keys. They all play the French horn, and like the CW key, this brass instrument is also capable of creating a powerful message. It did just that when the men joined the Celebration Orchestra for a performance in late June in Nashville, Tennessee. The orchestra is part of the Global Missions Project that uses the power of Christian evangelical music to transmit a message of faith. After 3 hours of rehearsal on the morning of June 21st, the curtain went up on the orchestra that same afternoon. Jim told Newsline in an email that Dave and Lonnie have traveled internationally on missions with the music ministry, but this was his first time with the Celebration Orchestra. The last thing he expected was an eyeball CUSO. Jim told Newsline, quote, "Imagine my absolute surprise to learn that there were two horn players who were also radio amateurs," end quote. Now they can listen for one another, whether they are pounding or sounding the brass. As Jim told Newsline, quote, "Whether we perform together again remains to be seen. If we register for a trip, then we will make music together again," end quote. To hear the concert, follow the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Skeeter Nash, N5 ASH.
Don't forget the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. Share with fellow listeners the poetry that is inspired by your ham radio experience. If you're not too busy tuning your antennas or chasing the latest de-expedition, pick up a pencil. Share your experience by sending an original haiku to us here at Newsline. Use the entry form on our website, arnewsline.org, and please follow the rules for writing your three-line haiku. Sorry, but we cannot accept any entries that are not written in traditional haiku form. With thanks to Amateur Radio Weekly, AMSAT News, APRSFoundation.org, ARRL, Cincinnati Hamfest, David Behar, K7DB, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, Franklin Amateur Radio Club, the FCC, 425 DX News, Jim Green, K0XV, Ofcom, QRZ.com, Radio Society of Sri Lanka, Radio World, shortwaveradio.de, thedesk.net, worlddab.org, YLBeam, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, We thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024. All rights reserved.